Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Just in case you didn't hear it, top of the hour, yes, the shooter, Charlie Kirk shooter, has been captured. He actually had turned himself in, and I'm sure there's a bit of a story. I know there's a bit of a story behind that, and we will dig into that in a little bit. But there are other things going on like this. All of a sudden, we've got open carry in Florida after so many of us, you know, worked hard and told our lawmakers what we want. It came through an appeals court ruling, a major decision, obviously, and says, hey, you're banned, Florida, your ban on open carry is it's unconstitutional. And joining us now with a great level of expertise in all these areas related to it is Chris Wagner, longtime friend of the show. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Really nice to see you guys again.
Yeah, same here. So former Leo, former instructor of law enforcement officers for a very long time. I won't tell you how long because he doesn't look that old. And I remember, Chris, one of the times you were in the studio and we were talking, you had, you know, updated a manual that needed updating a while ago and had to do with firearms and maybe some federal firearms laws. But I remember you talking about doing it. Now somebody might have to do it again soon, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to change the training material that the police recruits get throughout the state.
So I guess let's start from the beginning. And maybe it wasn't a shock to you because I know you follow these things closely. When that ruling came down, I mean, what was your initial thought, feeling? What were you know, what went through your mind?
Well, first off, we have to give all the credit for this happening to Eric Friday, the attorney that argued on the side of firearms owners in the state of Florida. Eric has been a staunch, staunch supporter of our firearms rights. He has been a phenomenal attorney with all these appeals. He's the one that appealed the McDaniels case to the state. It went to the DCA. He argued the case and wrote up the argument, and he is just... I had to give him all credit. I told him he's my hero now for a while because this is not an easy task, changing the entire structure of constitutional rights and how they should be recognized in the state of Florida versus how they were recognized.
And this was a three-judge panel, and it was unanimous. So
yes.
He must have served it up, shall we say, on a silver platter, helping to make the case for him. Because I know they referenced the McDaniel case. They met. They referenced the Heller case.
Yes.
They referenced several in their ruling. So that, to me, when I read all of that, I go, wow, this looks pretty solid. And then I thought, well, wait a second. It's firearms. It's politics. It can't be that easy.
Right. Yeah.
So what is the process now, you know, from your perspective? How do you think it's going to go down?
Well, it's pretty much already gone down. What happened was when the first DCA made their decision and ruled that the law was unconstitutional. From that point on, enforcement of that law should be restricted, I would say. Because can you imagine any police officer arresting someone for open carrying a firearm and he was told the law was unconstitutional?
Right.
So what kind of a liability does that open the department and the officer for? So that would be my first concern, that mm-hmm. you know, the departments need to make sure, let's not enforce this right now until it's final. Well, it doesn't become final until all appeals have been exhausted. Well, the funny part is the AG of the state of Florida actually posted that they agreed with and supported this decision and would not be appealing it. So therefore, that's the end of it.
And that's their call. And
it is.
Even though they had a period of time, I think would have still lasted another week or two.
Yeah, about 16 days.
Okay.
So they ruled that they're not going to appeal it. So that's the end of it.
Well, yeah. But then you see area sheriffs. I know Michelle Cook up there in Clay. She said, I'm telling my officers, don't stop people for open carry.
Right.
Same thing, Gordon out in Gordon Smith in Bradford County, Levy County,
yep.
Bobby out in Gilchrist County. So they were coming forward and they're saying, look, you can open carry, in right. our jurisdiction. And then, shocker, Lachua County Sheriff, Chad comes out and, not so fast. But then Brian Kramer's office, the DA and all that, he comes out and says, oh, we're not going to prosecute.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, what's going to happen now? What did happen?
Well, there was a little bit back and forth on social media with the sheriff's office and some people and things like that. And what happened, I think they didn't take a breath and check with who they needed to check. The sheriff's office didn't take a breath and check with who they needed to check with. Their attorney should have immediately called the state attorney's office and asked them what their opinion on it was. Because when a deputy arrests somebody, the people that have to prosecute it is the state attorney's
right.
office. So you would think they would call them and say, what's this new ruling and what does it affect for us?
Yes.
I don't think they did that. So Brian, in his wisdom, and I got to give him credit, very quickly came out with his statement that he sent out saying that the Eighth Judicial Circuit will not prosecute anybody for open carry. And then it goes back to what I said before. If someone's arrested for it and you know it's not constitutional, you're opening your department and the officer, because those kinds of civil cases also cost the police officer mm-hmm. personally. You can't do that. So they had to put out a change to their statement real quick.
And the other thing you don't want to do is you don't want to create a state of confusion, especially when it involves firearms, open carry, and law enforcement. You want everybody to
be
have
on
a
the same page.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, now, what does this have to do? What happens? Because there was a statute. I guess that's what they were kind of hung up on. What happens to that?
It goes away, right?
This next legislative session, the legislators will, of course, rescind that statute. They will do away with it. But there's going to be more that they're going to have to change than just the open carry prohibitions. They've got open carry is permissible in certain instances already. So they're going to have to go through the statutes, the 790 statutes would deal with firearms, and they're going to have to kind of weed out all of the issues that could be entailed here and rewrite some statutes or do away with them, whole. And that should really help clarify things in the state of Florida.
And a clarification that's maybe needed for many of us, and that is you still need to be respectful of people's private property rights, whether it's a business or their home residence. If they say no firearms, you have to go along with that, or you do, you could get arrested, right?
You could. The way it works is, say a store has a no firearms policy and you open carry into the store. If they ask you to leave, you must leave. There's no gray areas there.
Right.
That's armed trespassing, actually, if you're doing that. That's a felony. So
you can't ask, well, what if I drop my mag?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm sure that would go over real big.
Yeah.
But you could be arrested for felony trespassing. Immediately leave. Or you could do the adult thing and ask them, well, if I go place my firearm in my car and lock it and secure it, can I come back in and finish whatever? That's up to you. My personal opinion is if a business doesn't want me exercising my constitutional rights, then I'm not going to go to that business.
Yeah, I totally get that. And unless, and the only other side of that would be, are you going to provide really good security for me?
Exactly. And there has been some talk about liability for businesses.
To tell you you can't carry.
If they tell you you can't carry and something happens, were they liable for your safety? And that's going to cost some businesses, I think, in the near future, especially with this decision in Florida.
Well, if you're going to commit armed robbery, aren't you more likely to go into a place that says no firearms because you are going to meet with no or little resistance?
That is the exact same reason our schools are attacked, same reason churches are attacked, because they know nobody there will be carrying.
Like a college campus?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so they know, you know, nobody's going to be carrying a firearm for protection in that area, and that's just wrong.
Hey, quick, and we don't have much time, but I just wanted to get your take on the Charlie Kirk thing and what your reaction to that was.
I watched the video. I saw the detailed video, which was absolutely horrendous. It's beyond words. When we resort to killing people because of what they say, we have a problem, and that's something we've got to get straight. And I'll be telling you, the shooter being turned in by a minister, religion is good for some people, and I think a lot of people that don't think it's good need it. And so if you get a chance, seek out your worship leaders, your churches, and those people are good people. I go to Bridge City Community Church here in Gainesville now, and they have wonderful programs. You know, it gives you a feeling of family, a feeling of belonging. They're just great people.
And if they'll take Chris, I'll pretty much take anybody.
Talk about showing grace. Wow. That's a lot of grace.
Thanks, guys. The house of grace.
Thanks, guys.
We're here for you, Chris. Oh,
we're friends like you. Yeah.
Oh, we still need years to pay you back.
Oh, jeez.
We're not even close yet.
Thanks.
Chris Wagner, our friend, and it was great to see you again. And thanks for your expertise.
Really, really good seeing you guys again. I'm glad I was able to come in and visit.
Well, maybe we'll run into you at a karaoke event one of these days. All right.
Can you carry karaoke?
You don't sing and I don't sing, so that means we got to listen to Greg.
We can make fun of other people.
Yeah. Greg actually has some talent there.
Yeah, I try.
Unfortunately. Or fortunately.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.